This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome back to Ask Ready or Not. I am Loz and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Today, I'm going to tackle a question, or a situation, I should say, that Lou actually found herself in. And when we talked about it, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, so many people would be in the same situation. So I'll do a bit of research. And that is, you need a job that actually fits your life post kids. You find a role that's flexible, close to home and manageable, but, and here's the kicker, you are ridiculously overqualified for it. Suddenly, you're asking yourself, am I really going to take a step backwards? Will I get bored? What if I struggle to get a better role later? These are all the things that Lou was talking about. But here's the thing. Being overqualified for a role is not necessarily a bad thing. It is an opportunity. So today we're going to dive into why overqualified doesn't mean underutilized, how to position yourself to still get the job without scaring them off if you're really, really senior and applying for a far more junior role, and how to make a lower level role still work for your career long term. Hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll know how to make a flexible role work for you rather than feel like you're settling for something that's just not good enough, which is an awful feeling. Okay, let's do it. The number one thing that Lou was saying was, I feel like I'm taking a step backwards. Okay, let's reframe it. Let's try to think to ourselves, I'm choosing a job that gives me what I need right now. Because here's the reality, career progression isn't always linear. So it's okay to pivot, pause, or maybe take a sidestep to accommodate different life stages, particularly when you have small children. Earning potential also isn't just about a title. So a lower level role with flexibility maybe let you build a side hustle, or it might free up some mental space for future growth. Also note that your skills do not disappear. So many times people are like, oh, I've been out of the game for like 18 months or a year or 8 months or whatever it might be. Like, I feel like I'm never going to be able to get back in again. Girlfriend, you have learned so much on mat leave just because you're doing a simpler role. It doesn't mean that you've lost the ability to step back up later. Like, you've still got the skill set there. One of the biggest challenges when you're overqualified is trying to convince an employer to actually hire you, because hiring managers can be a little bit hesitant, mainly because they might think that you may expect more money than they can afford, or more money than what the job is offering. And sometimes they may think, oh, she's going to come in and change everything and take over. Not obviously in those words, but you get the gist. So your job in the interview is to address these concerns before they even ask. Number one, get ahead of the concerns. So if you have had your interview and you haven't yet heard back, send a follow-up email that preemptively reassures them. An example could be like, hey, Emma, I want to quickly follow up on my application for whatever the job title is. I know that my experience may seem beyond what's required for this role, but I'm really interested because, and then insert the main reason. So whether it's passion for the industry, whether it's certain aspects of the role that really excite you. I'd love the opportunity to chat further about my background and how I can add value in this position. Looking forward to your thoughts. This works because it'll address your future employer's hesitation up front and keeps you in the running. I would also say before you apply, please make sure that your resume is tailored to match the role. One mistake that overqualified candidates can make is submitting a resume that genuinely screams, I should be bloody running this place instead. And in all likelihood, you probably could be. But instead, tweak your resume to focus on the relevant skills rather than listing every high-level responsibility that you've ever had. You could even simplify your job titles, which is hilarious in itself. But here's an example. I always use marketing examples because that's my background. But instead of saying senior marketing director, you could say marketing consultant. I would also highlight adaptability. So mention times that you've worked in diverse or flexible roles. And this way, you still look like an asset, but not an intimidating one. And lastly, pivot your interview responses to show why you're a great fit. So when an interviewer inevitably asks, which they will, you're clearly very experienced, why would you want this role? Address the overqualification concern head on. You are better off to say something along the lines of, I know I have more experience in what's required for this role, and I see that as a huge advantage. I bring skills that mean I can hit the ground running and add value really quickly. This is going to turn your experience into a strength rather than a big red flag. I would also emphasize your interest in stability and flexibility. Perhaps be honest and say, at this stage in my career, I'm prioritizing a role that aligns with my skills and experience, but that also offers the flexibility that I need. So that's why I'm genuinely excited about this opportunity. This will reassure the hiring manager that you're not just taking this as a stepping stone to something bigger. You're wanting this for a specific reason. And then the last one I would say is show that you'll be a team player, not a flight risk. So perhaps you mentioned something about loving mentoring and supporting teams, or maybe you say that you see this role as a chance to contribute while working in a way that suits your life right now. Employers may worry that overqualified candidates won't be team players. I mean, this is going to prove that you're there to contribute, not just to take over and, you know, run your own show. And I would also say, negotiate smartly. So don't price yourself out of the job. If your salary expectations are going to be a potential roadblock, maybe the company might think to themselves, oh God, this person's going to expect a higher salary than what we can offer, which could mean that they might not even interview you. I would be upfront and say, I understand this role has a set salary range and I'm comfortable working within that. For me, the flexibility and team culture are the biggest priorities right now. This will keep you in the running while showing them that you're realistic about the pay grade associated or attached with this role. All right. Moving on, let's say you actually get the job. So how do you make sure that it still benefits you long term? Number one, keep building skills, even if it is outside of work. Just because your job is easier than what you've done before, it doesn't mean that you should stop growing. You can take on stretch projects within the company, upskill in areas like AI, digital marketing, or leadership. I mean, I'm a huge one for AI. If I had extra time, I would definitely spend more time upskilling in it. Use the extra time for a side hustle, or maybe consulting, or maybe you want to do some more study. Or do you know what? Just get on top of the life admin that's about to hit you in the face if you've got small children. Utilize that time to feel like you're getting ahead in other areas of your life. I would also set a time frame. Just check in with yourself regularly. So before taking the job, maybe you should ask yourself, how long am I happy to stay in this role? What do I want to achieve during this time? Maybe it's 12 months while your kid's little. Maybe it's 3 years until your family stabilizes. Maybe it's 5 years until your kids start school. Whatever that looks like, have a little self-check-in probably every 6 months or so and just say to yourself, am I still happy here? Is this serving my long-term goals? That way you don't accidentally get stuck in a role that you've outgrown. I would also keep your network warm. A low-pressure role can be a great time to reconnect with your network. Go to industry events, catch up with your old colleagues, post on LinkedIn every couple of months. Why, you may ask? Because when you are ready to step back up, you want opportunities waiting for you. You don't want to have to fight for them. And by keeping those contacts warm, it'll make it way easier for you. I would also say, if you are hesitating about applying for a lower level but potentially more flexible role, I want you to remember, you are not your job title. Other opportunities can present themselves from applying from lower level roles. Classic example, Lou recently applied for a role at a bookstore. She originally was like, my ego is going to get in the way. Like, I can't believe I'll be working at a bookstore. But then she thought to herself, you know what? At this point in my life, it's going to allow me flexibility. It'll give me the pay that I require. And it's genuinely something that I'm passionate about. From that, the bookstore manager was like, look, you're overqualified for this role. But I have actually passed your resume onto a colleague of mine that works for a media company that may really value somebody like you. So if you don't put yourself out there, you just never know what's going to pop up. And I would also say a strategic step back can set you up for future success. So this is just one season in a very long career. Likelihood is, sadly, it makes me sad to say this, but most of us are going to be working into our 70s. If you're listening and you are under the age of 40, you have a bloody long time left to go in terms of working. So you don't have to be aiming for the next big thing. You can take a bit of a pause. You can take a bit of a step back. It doesn't mean that over the next 30 years, you're not going to get back to, if not further ahead of where you previously were. Own your decision. Get paid and make it work for you. That is it on today's episode of Ask Ready or Not. If this resonated with you, send it to a friend who's in the same boat. And if you've made this kind of career move before, DM us. I'd love to hear about how it worked for you. And sometimes it's nice to hear other people's stories of making work work, because let's be real, nothing in life is linear, and it's nice to have other moms who have gone through it before and come out better on the other side. Chat to you next week.